we should have to sit up here and listen to everybody come up here and call us spineless and shake their fingers at us when we're standing up here, we're sitting up here, everybody, and we're holding our line.
Haynes Assembly hits a stalemate in naming a new member. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story after this news. Haynes missed the first stop of the season from one cruise ship Tuesday because of sick passengers the week before. A recent norovirus outbreak on board the Alaska cruise ship Sea Princess sickened more than 100 passengers. That explanation sheds more light on the earlier explanation from Princess that the route change was due to what they called operational setbacks. Princess Cruises says a total of 142 people became ill during the ship's May 30th to June 9th cruise, which visited Juneau, Skagway, Glacier Bay, and Ketchikan. On the current cruise, the original scheduled call to Juneau on June 12th was replaced with Sitka, and the scheduled call to Haynes on June 14th was replaced with Juneau. So in the end, the ship visits Sitka, Glacier Bay, Juneau, and Ketchikan, but not Haynes. Tanya Carlson, tourism director for the Haynes Borough, says losing the stop has a big impact on a small port like Haynes, but also noted the silver lining.
The Sea Princess not being able to stop here is rather unfortunate. I know that the Sea Princess is probably one of Haynes' largest ships, not only in capacity, but also in terms of revenue for the community here. So it is really unfortunate that they couldn't stop here. They are still scheduled to stop in August. But yes, on the brighter side, I know they were having some engine issues, and of course, with the norovirus on board, it does save the community a little bit of hassle with all the cleaning and, of course, the possible cases that could break out just within the community itself as well.
The San Francisco-based ship's next departure was pushed back while crews disinfected the Sea Princess. Spokeswoman Karen Candy says the delay was just 4 hours. But it was enough to force route changes. Sitka gained an unscheduled stop, Juneau saw the ship later than expected, and Haynes lost the docking. The Sea Princess carries about 2,000 passengers and 900 crew members during 10-day inside passage cruises. Other stops along the route can include Skagway, Tracy Arm, and Victoria, British Columbia. Norovirus, also called Norwalk-like virus, is a common gastrointestinal illness that causes diarrhea and vomiting. Princess Cruises says it's followed U.S. Centers for Disease Control protocols in reporting the illness and cleaning the vessel before its latest sailing. The cruise line says norovirus numbers were also higher than usual for the ship's two previous trips. CDC, which was notified before the state, inspected the Sea Princess on May 24th and identified 13 problems, including a leaking pipe at a soup station. However, all the issues were considered minor and the overall health rating was high. Norovirus already made its maiden voyage to the Upper Lynn Canal, hitting Skagway earlier in the season, also with little notice ahead of docking. Haynes Assembly Seat E is still vacant. After nearly 2 hours of discussion with little compromise Monday night, the Haynesboro Assembly failed to collectively appoint a new member to the seat that was vacated last month by Greg Goodman. The vacancy occurred after Karen Hess, a write-in candidate in the same election, won an appeal in Juneau Superior Court that ruled Goodman did not meet residency requirements. The naming of the next assembly member will instead go to a vote among Haynes residents in a special election that'll take place at the same time as the general election in early October. But it was a divisive evening that led up to that agreement, as Deputy Mayor Jerry Lapp indicated late in the meeting.
I'll go along with this time. The only reason I'll go along with it is because it says in code that we shall attempt, well, we attempt to
charter
fill the seat. Charter, that's shall attempt. So I would vote for it this time because I can see us getting nowhere on this thing. So this is our next best option.
On May 24th, the Assembly provided the general public an opportunity to submit letters of interest in filling the seat. They had until last Wednesday, and the only item on Monday night's agenda was to appoint a new Assembly member from those candidates. Following several motions to appoint different candidates from a list of 11 Haynes residents who submitted letters of interest in the seat, the Assembly ultimately voted 4-1, with Assemblyman Steve Vick opposed.
Guys, we're the elected officials. We're the leaders of the community. And we have to stand up and leave.
To hold that special election October 4th. The five-member assembly first took public comments and gave candidates in attendance the choice to speak. Then Lapp, hearing support for her in the public comments, immediately moved to appoint Karen Hess, who lost his seat to Goodman last year by 100 votes. He said he thought it would be a fair move. That was followed by a second by Scott Rossman.
The last two times I did this, the reason why the person got appointed to the office was because they had run in the election. You know, it's a precedent. I guess it's not engraved in stone. It's not a law. It's not a code. It's not an ordinance. But once it was Deborah Vogt, the second time it was Donnie Turner. And both times, that was the reason they got appointed.
Assembly members Damon Hoffman and Joanne Waterman weren't sure that hypothetical appointment should be called fair.
There are people saying that she got 40% of the vote. And if she were not seated, those 40% would feel disenfranchised. And if she is seated, the 60% who did vote for her or voted for someone else, I think they would feel disenfranchised also. And so this puts us in a kind of a weird position here.
That motion failed, as did a motion by Waterman seconded by Vic to appoint former Assemblyman Norm Smith, citing his recent experience in the seat in question.
I do stand by the voters, and I believe that appointing Norm at this point kind of takes us back to square one.
But Assembly members Rossman and Lapp stood firm early on, to the dismay of fellow Assembly members.
Nobody's going to get a fourth vote out of me, and I'm going to sit here until midnight, so I just want to make sure everybody knows that right now.
Any other? Gary?
I'll say the same thing as Scott there. We can make this a long, drawn-out process, or we can make it a simple process. And you're not going to get my vote.
Madam Mayor, I refuse to be blackmailed.
Members made motions to appoint interested candidates Joanne Ross Cunningham, John Hirsch, and John Brower, plus Norm Hughes, who did not submit a letter of interest and was not present at the meeting. Those motions took their turns throughout the evening, all ending in failure. Damon Hoffman.
It's become clear how this is going to go. There is no compromise applicant, no compromise person that you guys can see.
The group revoked different options to solve the problem, including an assembly ballot, allowing the mayor to vote, considering appointing outside of the letters of interest, a drawing among top candidates, and potentially breaking borough code by leaving the seat vacant until October. Assemblywoman Waterman.
One of the rules that the judge that he referenced in his decision was the American rule. And it says, an election is the deliberate choice of a majority or plurality of the electoral body. This is evidenced by the votes of the electors. But if a majority of those voting by mistake of law or fact happen to cast their votes upon an ineligible candidate, it by no means follows that the next to him on the poll should receive the office. If this is so, a candidate might be elected who received only a small portion of the votes and who never could have been elected at all but for this mistake. I think support, kind of what I'm saying, is let's give it back to the voters.
Although some assembly members held that it was acceptable for the assembly to leave the meeting without making an appointment, some, including members of the public, looked down on the deadlock. The assembly gave interested candidate and Karen Hess supporter Gary Hess an opportunity to speak during the discussion. Hoffman responded.
What is so terribly prejudicial and wrong with this assembly that they can't say, okay, Let's put that some person in there until October, and as Joanne said, let the voters decide then. Let the voters decide. Get somebody in there that most of the people here agree on. And other than that, it's something that's very prejudicial and wrong with this borough assembly.
I don't think it has anything to do with prejudice. I think this actually is an okay situation. You know what I mean? We're everybody's standing by their what they think is right. And I don't think that we should have to sit up here and listen to everybody come up here and call us spineless and shake their fingers at us when we're standing up here, we're sitting up here, everybody, and we're holding our line. And there's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Jan Hill, who as mayor could not actively participate in the decision making, had the last words of the evening. She left no doubts that the outcome troubled her.
Part of being a good leader
is the willingness to compromise. I respect everyone's, I understand why people feel strongly about their positions on the different candidates that were before us tonight. I would have much preferred to, and I would have, I wish there was a way I could have helped fill that empty seat. And I don't know why I'm feeling so emotional about this, but this bothers me. And I think that as elected officials, many times we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. And I'm going to say right now, I expect that we're all going to be damned for this decision tonight. And I'm very sorry about that. Thank you.
The special election to fill Assembly Seat E and finish that term takes place October 4th, the same day as municipal elections and the end of term for two Assembly members, Scott Rossman and Jerry Lapp. Borough Manager Mark Ernest said the borough attorney did not believe there would be problems with the Assembly's decision to hold a special election in the fall, even though it goes against borough code to leave the seat vacant for more than 30 days. I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS.